What does the rush hour with MG sound like without MG? You're about to find out. We've got a special guest filling in because it's the Triple M Rush Hour without MG.
Yeah, still no MG. Liam Flanagan here as always. Yesterday, Jamie Sauer dropped by, but today, the man from Liverpool who became a globe-trotting superstar with the Wallabies. He's also Australia's highest try scorer in World Cup history. Drew Mitchell, welcome to the Rush Hour without MG.
Mate, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. It's fantastic to have you in here. How are you feeling? You excited?
No, I'm all right. Big shoes to fill, big MG.
Well, but you've made yourself at home. You've already put your initials up over MGs on all the signage around the studio.
Yeah, the Rush Hour with DM. So if you want to slide in, feel free to do so.
Look, fantastic show coming up tonight. Drew, you are being put to the test in the Rush Hour with MG's Black Book Challenge. Now, Jamie Soward kicked this off yesterday. The task is you have to get the biggest name possible in your contacts list and get them on the phone with us during the show. Jamie Soward ran out of his lane a little bit and kicked it off with Jeremy Paul yesterday. So how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm not too sure where I'm going to go with this. I've tried to throw out a few feelers and not getting too much love back. So
okay,
I've got Mum there and reserved there, just ready off the bench.
If Mrs. Mitchell is as high as we get tonight, I'll be disappointed for one. But get scrolling. Look, big story. The big story today is, of course, Usain Bolt. We are going to speak to Bulldog Richie, who will join us to talk about Corey Norman's future at the Eels and where Isaac Luke might be heading. $100 cash up for grab with MG Smart Ask. But next, he's won gold medals at 3 Olympic Games. He's one of the biggest sports stars on the planet, and apparently he's heading to the Central Coast. Drew, Usain Bolt coming to the A-League.
Mate, it's huge news. Like, who would have thought waking up this morning that was what we were going to be talking about? But I think it's going to serve a purpose. It'll serve a purpose. Probably a lot of ticket sales and jersey sales, but still not sure how he's going to go with the ball on his foot.
Well, let's get an expert on to talk about it with us next. Robbie Slater from Fox Sports will tell us what he thinks of the prospect of Usain Bolt coming to the A-League. It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Drew Mitchell, Wallaby great, in studio along with me, Liam Flanagan, as usual, MG away this week. Drew, a little bit of news that has come through before we get to our trending story. Josh Reynolds, West Tigers, ruled out for the rest of the season. He's had no luck this year.
Yeah, it's never nice to hear someone, copping an injury like that. And, it's been tough for him. Started with a bit of an injury at the start of the season. He's found his way back in playing, and it's just not a great way to finish off.
Now, he's due to undergo surgery on the troublesome shoulder injury. Has confirmed he'll play no further part in the Tigers' season. But let's do this.
Trending now.
Bolt's giving Gatlin the start. He's well back. Gatlin's got a good lead. Bolt to come in hard from the eddy. Gatlin's still in front. Usain's going to do it. He's a genius. The greatest.
The fastest man in history, 8 times Olympic gold medalist, Drew. Usain Bolt wants to come and play soccer in Australia.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how I feel about this one. I mean, there's a big difference between 9 seconds and 100 metres to 90 minutes in a game of football. Sure enough, it's got our interest, though.
Absolutely. Look, he's 31 years old. You can't question the bloke's athleticism, but whether it translates to football, I'm not sure. This is the Central Coast CEO, Sean Millerkamp, on the possibility of Usain coming to the club and the importance of the 6-week trial that is being proposed.
The trial is really important because if he comes and he's not up to the level, then it actually has a detrimental effect. But if he comes and he's as good as our reports are saying that he can be, then that would be very exciting. And I'm sure that this stadium would be pretty full every time we put the boots on.
I think that's the key bit of information at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's all about filling stadiums and putting bums on seats. And I'm sure, I'm going to tune in to see how the guy goes.
I'm going to go to the game.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive up the M1.
Will you buy a Bolt jersey?
Of course I will.
All of a sudden, we're all from Sunny Coast.
Exactly right. And the Central Coast Mariners finished last season. They finished bottom of the A-League table. They had an average crowd of just over 7,000. a game. This is going to have an impact.
Yeah, I was going to say, would be fair in presuming that he will be up to scratch.
Well, let's bring in a man who has never been backwards in coming forwards with what he thinks the FFA should be doing with football in this country. Former Socceroo and current Fox Sports commentator, Robbie Slater. Robbie, good evening.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
How you doing?
We're going well. Yeah. Now, Robbie, what did you think when you saw the news that Usain Bolt might be heading down to Australia for a six-week trial with the Mariners?
Well, to be brutally honest, I was... It's not very often the Hyundai A-League makes the front page in July. Yeah, it's certainly done a trick there. You know, what I call the soccer snobs and the purists might sort of all collectively say this is a gimmick, no good. I'm on the other side. This guy's been talking about this for a couple of years now. He's trained with some Premier League clubs, one being Manchester United. He's been training in Germany. I've seen some of the clips of him training, and he looks half decent. I mean, I know training clips are different from an actual game, but we're not the major sport in this country, and I think anything that can bring excitement and publicity to the league, there's no one better than Usain Bolt.
Now, Robbie, do we think that the trial actually matters, or will it just come down to the fact that just finalising the finer details around a contract, or will it be hard and fast, up to scratch, we're not going to go ahead with this?
Mate, you guys know that as soon as he gets off the plane, the cameras are going to be on him.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think it's a fantastic exercise for the competition itself, and it'll be very interesting to see if he can get to the level to be able to play. I think it's exciting. And as I said, I think it'd be great for the Mariners' publicity. And I think if he's anywhere as decent as he looks in those clips, then it could be a goer.
Now, Robbie, it's actually your employer, Fox Sports, that outlays this cash for the FFA to pay for marquee players in the A-League. And obviously, the history of players like Dwight York early on and Alessandro Del Piero more recently. Yeah. The idea that $900,000 is the figure that's being reported might be spent on somebody who's never played professional football before. Does that sit okay with you?
Given the circumstances and given who he is, yeah, look, I think it is, because let's be honest, I would buy a ticket to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he would fill Central Coast Stadium just on the pure curiosity factor. And you have to think $900,000 for a marquee, which would be for the Central Coast, is actually not a lot of money when you think of, say, someone like Bobo, who's left Sydney FC now, was on over $1 million, I think $1.2, $1.3 million. Del Piero was on $2 million plus. Yorkie, I think, back in the very first year of the Hyundai League, was on $1 million. I think for someone like Usain Bolt, the publicity that will generate and the excitement, I think would pay for it. So I'm for this. Yeah, he has to be up to scratch, and he needs to know how to play football. But I think the clips I've seen, he certainly does. Now, he certainly leaves one option in our game, that there is the old ball over the top and run onto it. I don't think anyone's going to catch him. It's just whether he'll be able to control the bloody thing.
Wait, so you spoke about those clips that you've seen from Manchester United. I think Borussia Dortmund was a German side he trialled with a little bit as well. Is there any word on what position that this man could potentially play?
You'd have to think it'd be in the front third. I see someone with his speed would be pretty much wasted at the back.
So, yeah, you wouldn't want him in goalkeeper.
You wouldn't want him as goalkeeper. I think you're looking at someone like a right winger. But I think it's kind of exciting, and full credit to Central Coast and the CEO up there, Sean Mellencamp, for giving this a go and seeing where it might lead.
And you're guaranteed to have someone to DJ the after parties as well.
100%. Now, it's interesting you say that. Dwight York, as we used to call him, All Night Dwight, he generated not only headlines on the field, but off the field. And you can say Usain Bolt doing exactly the same thing.
Robbie, you'll buy a ticket to watch him play. I'll buy a ticket to the after party.
Yeah, I think you could be on the winner.
Robbie Slater from Fox Sports. Make sure you catch every game of the Hyundai A-League live and ad break free during play when the season returns in October. Robbie, thank you so much for your time, mate.
Good on you, Tubes. See ya.
133353, Drew. I want to put it out there because the A-League is... the fans are passionate, that's for sure. And I want to know if they think Usain Bolt is worth the $900,000 the FFA would have to spend to get him here.
Yeah, let us know. Will you buy a ticket to watch him play, or will you buy a jersey?
But would it diminish the credibility of the comp? I reckon there's some people out there who think spending that sort of cash on a bloke who's never played professional football before would turn the league into a little bit of a circus, a sideshow.
Well, yeah, but you're not just paying anyone that type of money. It's a global superstar.
He's a big name.
Yeah.
Are you saying that if they were offering me that sort of cash, it might be a different
Mate, but that's not a conversation we should be having because they're not going to offer you that kind of cash.
That's crushing. 133.53. Do you think Usain Bolt is worth the investment to bring him to the A-League? This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. 133.53. Want to get your thoughts on Usain Bolt coming to the A-League.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Sorry, mate. Sorry to cut you off there. I don't see MG in here, mate.
It's the Rush Hour with MG with Drew Mitchell. It's the Rush Hour with DM.
Yeah,
it's the Rush Hour with DM. Wallaby great. Drew Mitchell in studio while MG's having a well-earned break. I was about to call you MG. The Rush Hour with MG. We do the Rush Hour with DM. We do it for our friends at Lottoland. The US Power special jackpot is currently worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Place a bet at Lottoland today. But remember, always gamble responsibly. And we are talking about Usain Bolt, possibly the greatest Olympian of all time. Yeah. Definitely the greatest sprinter of all time, fastest man in history. And he has agreed in principle, it's being reported, to a six-week trial with the Central Coast Mariners in the A-League. And if all goes well in the trial, he's coming here for a season.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many layers to this. And I just think sometimes, you know, like the marquee players, it's not just all about what they can bring on the field. There's so many different elements in terms of jersey sales, ticket sales and all that sort of thing. Now, I'm not saying that Usain's the same kind of level in terms of skill set with the football as Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'm glad you're not saying that.
Yeah, but he certainly rivals him in terms of global superstar status. And have a listen to this. In 2016-2017 season, Juventus only sold 850,000 jerseys. And I say only because 24 hours after announcing the signing of Cristiano Ronaldo, they sold 520,000 jerseys just off the back of a marquee player going to Juventus.
So what you're saying is the Central Coast Mariners can expect similar jersey sales.
Well,
perhaps not
half a million, but certainly a spike in terms of the money that he's just going to bring in. They're talking 900,000 for Usain Bolt to come. They'll make that up so quickly.
133.53. Want to get your thoughts on Usain Bolt. Is he worth the money? Is he worth the investment? Does he turn the A-League into a sideshow in any way? Dennis in the Sutherland Shire. Dennis, what are your thoughts on Usain joining the A-League?
Yeah, how you going, boys? Look, it's a goer. It's a no-brainer. You get him in. Anybody who's seen the videos, the bloke can play. And considering the fact that he is literally lightning fast, as Robbie Slater said, a couple of balls over the top, you let the man run onto it, he'll probably get six or seven chances a game. He'll put one or two away. He can play, and he's going to be definitely worth it. And let's face it, if he flops, people are going to love to pay money to go see that too.
Mate, you're from the Shire. Would you travel up to the Sunny Coast to watch the man?
Mate, I just bought a house in Newcastle, so I'm moving up there in 2 months. So even if I did live in the Shire, I would drive, but I'm going to live up there soon too. So I'll definitely go see him.
He bought the house today when he heard that Usain was signing with the Central Coast Mariners.
Are you open to billet Usain Bolt?
Mate, no question. Got a spare room. He's more than welcome.
Oh, very good. Let's go to Paul in Terrigal. Paul, you on board with Usain coming to the A-League?
Absolutely, guys. I'm not even a soccer fan. I watched exactly none of the World Cup, but I could tell you, and I'm from the Central Coast, if Usain was there running around, I'd certainly pay to go and see him play. I wanted to see him. I was in London at the time of the Olympics in 2012, and I was prepared to pay $1,000 to watch him run in the men's final of the Olympics. I didn't quite get to do that, unfortunately, but mate, if I've got to pay $30 or $40 to see him run around at Central Coast Stadium, it's not even a question. I'm happy to bill at him for sure.
It's a damn sight cheaper than tickets to the Olympic 100 metre final. Tony in the Central Coast, are you on board with Usain Bolt coming to the A-League?
No, I'm not. I think it's a bit of a joke and a bit of a mock-up, so we might as well buy Jarryd Hayne as well. That'll mean he covers all sports then, and we'll get all his jersey followers as well. You know, the local talent up here don't get any money. It costs a fortune to play. And so what about how much is it going to cost us? Why don't we just buy a forward and a Brazilian that hasn't got a big name or anyone, really?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the lack of funding at the junior level. Do you think that perhaps someone like this coming in and generating a lot of money for Central Coast, but also Football Australia, could then help re-inject some of that money they make off the back of Usain Bolt back into those juniors?
You know, it's sort of a give and take. I guess it'll be sort of, you know, wait and see if it works out when it happens. But I don't know, just as a soccer player all your life. The bloke's a runner, he played soccer, he's got skill, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It, you know, what is anything he picks, everyone's going to just say, yeah, we'll do it because he's fast, he's been successful. Yeah, there's just so many other players. I don't think if Graham Arnold was still there coaching that this would be even a topic.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting point, Tony, and I think a big driver of this, Drew, is the fact that Central Coast Mariners had a stinker last year. They finished bottom, yeah. They had low crowds, and they're looking for a way to drive interest up there, and as we've picked up there, I think Usain Bolt will certainly do it. The interesting point I want to make is that Robbie mentioned the idea of playing long balls over the top to him and no one chasing him down. Kylian Mbappe from France, the 19-year-old who just scored in the World Cup final, he's recorded a top speed in a game of football, which is 0.02 kilometres per hour slower than what Usain Bolt ran when he set the world record.
That's impressive.
So, yes, Usain's got speed, but there's some quick footballers getting around.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess that sort of nullifies a little bit of that threat. But, I mean, again, it's the global superstar status. The other thing that I would say would be worrying about Usain coming is for his entire career, he's had so much attention in terms of physio, massage, all that type of thing. His body would be so finely tuned and have his own carers 24/7 whenever he needed at his beck and call. He would then have to come back and slip into a team environment where you share two physios amongst 30-odd players and, you know, you don't get that type of care. So the durability of him being able to back up training after training, get a bit of contact, he hasn't had that running down a lane. So there's so many different factors into this. It makes it so exciting.
And he'd have to get used to the sauce bottles. He'd be wondering what those are at the end of the football field up there at Central Coast Stadium. Yeah. $100 up for cash grabs up for tonight with MG Smartass, thanks to our friends at Pete. Up, we picked out an iconic sporting moment in Australian history. We've got three audio clues. Here is clue number one. Once you've heard all three clues, give us a call, 123353, if you think you know what that moment is.
Australia still have it. Mortlock's out wide. Here comes Takiri. He's only got to take it. Lottie! First day Australia!
Oh, a familiar voice to you there, I reckon, Drew.
Yes, straight away. Gordon Ray.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away. This is how this works.
No, I know. I think I know.
Oh, you think you know what it is.
A roundabout, yeah.
You can't win the $100 cash. But still two clues to go. This is the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Bulldog Richie up next, talking about the future of Corey Norman at the Eels.
We've adjusted the studio desk to an appropriate height because the big guy is not here. This is the Triple M Rush Hour without MG.
No MG this week, a rotating co-host chair, and today we are joined by the Wallabies' all-time leading try scorer in World Cup history, Drew Mitchell. Liam Flanagan here, as always. The big story today, Josh Reynolds, his season is over. He's going to have that surgery on the troublesome right shoulder, so he's ruled out for the season, which, as we said, terrible luck for the man, but there is plenty other news going on in rugby league circles, and as always, we bring in this man. Bulldog Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph. Good afternoon, Bulldog. What's going on in the world of rugby league?
G'day, Liam. G'day, Drew. Never a dull moment. There's always something happening in this great game.
Well, let's start with the potentially, I don't know if it's good news or bad news, there's whispers going around about a playmaker at Parramatta.
Yeah, it could be Corey Norman on the move. At last I heard, Huddersfield in England had made a big play. Look, Corey Norman, I don't think we'll be at Parramatta next year. It's just a matter of whether he'll go to England or not. Certainly the money I'm hearing for Huddersfield is big, so perhaps we might just see Corey Norman. Quite sadly, I might add here, guys, potentially lost to the NRL.
So, Dean, you say that he's not particularly wanted by Parramatta. Is there any other interest with any other NRL clubs, or is it a matter of just the England's the only option?
Yeah, there may be, Drew. Look, Canberra was linked to him for a while. Newcastle was linked to Corey for a while. I just think Parramatta are looking for a culture change out there. They're not necessarily blaming Corey Norman per se or individually for their season this year, which has been a horror season, I might add. It's just a matter of, I think that Brad Arthur is under the impression that if he keeps the same team next year, there's potentially the same results. And if they do get the same results next year, well, it might be tadas to Brad Arthur.
Drew, you know what it's like when a big money offer comes from Europe. Pretty hard to turn down.
Yeah, I mean, it can be. A lot of things sort of weigh into it, and I don't know necessarily what the motivation would be for Corey, but obviously money is a big factor, and, you know, whether family comes into it, aspirations, like you said, Dean, there, whether he wants to play State of Origin, hang around and try and grind that one out, or or just wants to experience something completely different.
Bulldog maybe wants to, he and the clothing brand that he has with James Seguiaro, YKTR, maybe he wants to branch out into Europe, take it to the Northern Hemisphere.
He may, but I have been to Huddersfield, guys. And I shall be going back, put it that way.
Speaking of people who might not be going back, Isaac Luke, what's going on with his situation? He's currently at the Warriors, but off contract at the end of the year?
Yeah, he is. I can't believe this story, guys. He's been in possibly the best form since 2014 when he's with South. But there's no offers, not one offer on the table for Isaac Luke. He'd be among the top, I reckon, two or three hookers in the game at the moment. There's nothing on the table from Sydney or interstate. So here we have possibly one of the hookers of the year form-wise, and he's looking at basically potentially going to England with Corey Norman.
Wow, the prospect of no Corey Norman or Isaac Luke in the NRL next year is a daunting one. And so you're saying there's zero chance of Bulldog Dean Ritchie joining the Huddersfield Daily Examiner. Is that what we're hearing, Bulldog?
Yeah, no, I won't be there. I went there once. Spent a week there one night, as they say.
Bulldog, thank you as always, and we'll chat to you next week.
Good on you, Liam. See you, Drew.
Coming up next, now, we're just going to get a check-in, Drew. How are you going with your little black book?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about this. I'm not too sure who to go with yet, but hopefully someone comes to mind.
All you've got to top is Jeremy Paul. I'm not saying that's easy to do, but I think you might be able to do it. All right, this is The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Sorry, it's The Rush Hour with DM. Drew Mitchell, Wallaby Gray in studio tonight in place of MG Liam Flanagan here as always. Now, some breaking news that's coming through courtesy of our mates at Fox League, NRL 360. Drew, the first of the new six NRL Hall of Famers has been announced. Ricky Stewart, Raiders coach Ricky Stewart.
Yeah, one of the greats, obviously, and getting that recognition today, it must be a thrill for not only him, but also his family as well. It's a huge honour.
Absolutely. There's an event happening August 1st where those new six inductees will be welcomed into the Hall of Fame officially, and also the one or two new immortals will be named. So congratulations to Ricky. We'll keep you posted on the other Hall of Fame inductees as they're named. It's a huge list. The 25 shortlisted include the likes of Triple M's very own Gordon Tallis, Brandy Alexander, Kevy Walters. It's a great list, and it's going to be tough to whittle down. So, Ricky Stewart, congratulations. How are you going with your Black Book challenge? Your challenge to get the biggest name you can on the phone with us in show.
Yeah, well, that's it. The challenge is to get them on the phone. I'm getting nothing but radio silence at the moment, so I'm just throwing out a couple little SOSs. We'll see how we go.
All right. Well, your chance to win $100, even if Drew can't get a big name on, we're still going to give away $100 cash thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut. All you need to do is tell us what year and what massive, iconic sporting event from Australian history this is based on the three audio clues. Here is the second clue.
It's extra time. 14-0. Only seconds remaining on the clock. Elton Flatley. Heroic kick under intense pressure.
Elton Flatley. That was one of the great chins in world sport, wasn't it?
Yeah, EJ. Well, funnily enough, unfortunately for him, it wasn't such a great chin because he had a number of issues with concussion, and that was ultimately what led him towards his retirement. So.
Shout out to Elton. This is listening. Hope it's all good.
Love you, EJ.
Okay. Well, I hope you've got your phone sorted. I hope you've got this number dialed, because up next, Drew, you need to bring a big name to this show.
Okay, we'll see how we go.
It's The Rush Hour without MG. Drew Mitchell in place on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. Drew Mitchell, former Wallaby, now just a part of, actually a fantastic part of Fox Sports rugby coverage. You're doing a great job on that.
Thanks, mate.
Something I'm a bit concerned about, though, is whether you're going to do a good job on this.
The Triple M Rush Hour.
Oh.
Little Black Book.
We are challenging all of our co-hosts who come in this week to go through their little black book of contacts and bring the biggest possible guest they can to this show. So, now, Jamie Soward, who was on the show yesterday, he jumped out of his lane a bit, from his league lane, and got into your space and brought John Eels medalist and World Cup winning Wallaby Jeremy Paul on the line.
Sure.
So that's the watermark. So how have you gone?
Mate, I've gone all right. I've done really well.
Okay.
We're talking about the biggest possible star that could come on at the moment. And, yes. And sure, you know, Jeremy, I was a former teammate of mine and, you know, he's a great guy and a very high-profile man himself.
If you've got Jeremy Paul, I'll be disappointed.
No, but in terms of who's biggest for right now,
yeah.
I mean, there's no one bigger than the guy that could potentially take this current New South Wales Waratahs team and Wallaby team later in the year to success in Super Rugby and against New Zealand, the All Blacks. It's none other than the man himself, Kirtley Beale.
Ah, oh, Kirtley Beale, welcome back to the Rush Hour with MG, or with DM tonight.
Hey, lads. Thanks for having me.
What's going on, Brett?
Nah, not much. Not much. Just whipped up a bit of pasta, a bit of carbo loading for a big session tomorrow. So, and then I'm just watching a bit of flashback of the golf, so... Yeah, pretty easy night tonight, lads.
Don't go too hard on the carbs. I saw you with your shirt off on Saturday.
Now, Kirtley, Drew did mention you are the man that could take the Waratahs through to the next stage. You've got your quarterfinal this weekend, Saturday night at Allianz Stadium. Absolutely. If you've got nothing to do on Saturday night, get along and support the Waratahs. You're taking on the Highlanders. How are we feeling?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Actually, I feel pretty honoured, Drewy. Thanks, mate, for calling me in the out of your black book. I know there's a lot of big names in that book, so, well, mate, I feel honoured for you to give me a call.
Kirtley, he rolled out some names, I'll tell you what. Like,
I
know he's got you on, but he was talking Johnny Wilkinson.
No, look.
He was talking.
Tell him to start picking up all those names, mate. What's going on?
He's talking Dan Carter. He was talking...
No, they just asked me who are the guys that were more successful than you at rugby, and I was just listing names. He got it mixed up, mate.
Yeah. There was questions.
No, but that's awesome. Thanks, mate.
No worries.
But obviously, regarding to this week, it's obviously a huge match for the Waratah boys. We know that's a huge challenge for the Highlanders to come over and to play at the Allianz Stadium. Hopefully, we get a packed house. It makes a big difference when all the fans come out and support the lads, and we certainly grow an extra arm and leg, so... we know after a disappointing loss last week to the Brumbies that we got a lot of work to do, and today's session was a really, really good start of the preparation to be able to get the result we want in the weekend.
Mate, tell us about that result on the weekend against the Brumbies. Obviously, it didn't go the way you wanted. How has it affected the team, and how have you guys all come back together at the start of this week for the preparation for the quarter final against the Highlanders?
Yeah, I think it just kind of gave us a bit of a kick up the backside, mate, to be honest.
You could have come around my house, mate. I would have given you one.
Well, mate, it certainly gave us a bit of a reality check. And now, obviously, starting today, the lads are pretty focused, pretty switched on. And, you know, a lot of the really good buzz, really good feeling around the group at the moment. So it's important that we continue that and make sure that we don't go away from what's got us there in the first place. You know, sticking to our shape, playing attacking rugby, playing smart, creative rugby, and it's going to be a huge challenge against the Highlanders. But you know, we're pretty confident to take them to them in front of our home crowd and on the weekend.
Mate, another big part of it, I guess, at this end of the season, body's starting to get a bit weary. How's the body holding up? You've carried a bit of an elbow injury throughout the season, and mate, are you getting out there in the sea just to to get a bit of a recovery?
Yeah, a bit of recovery, mate. I've obviously gone down with you, mate, so I know you take your rashie down. I don't wear my rashie, but...
mate, you wear a full wetsuit, I've seen you.
But look, mate, it's obviously, living in Sydney, getting down to the beaches, taking advantage of the salt water, doing a bit of yoga here and there. So it's obviously important this part of the season to try and keep your body intact and fully recovered so you can be able to perform on the weekends.
Kirtley, we're going to be doing the Black Book Challenge all week with the rest of our fill-in co-hosts for MG. As I mentioned, Jamie Soward brought Jeremy Paul to the conversation yesterday.
Right.
Has Drew beaten Jamie Soward?
Oh, I think he has.
Easy, man. We got that.
Easy. What are we talking about, Liam? Come on, mate. You know better. What's going on?
Oh, 100%. Kirtley Beale, best of luck for Saturday night, mate. You'll have the whole state behind you in the game against the Highlanders.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, boys. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Brizzy.
It's the Rush Hour with Drew Mitchell delivering Kirtley Beale in the Black Book Challenge, mate. You're probably jumping into first spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think also given the fact that he gave us a bit of time and what is a big week of prep, but,
he sounds switched on.
Yeah, he's in a good place.
He sounds very focused. Good luck to Kirtley and the rest of the Waratahs for this Saturday night. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, just reconfirming the news that Ricky Stewart has been announced as one of the six new inductees into the NRL Hall of Fame. And I believe it's coming through. Drew, you can see another name coming through up there, courtesy of our mates at NRL 360.
Yeah, I believe it's the Beaver, Steve Menzies.
Oh, congratulations to the Beaver. So Ricky Stewart and Steve Menzies confirmed as two of the new inductees into the NRL Hall of Fame. Up next, your chance to win $100 cash. Just got to tell us what the iconic sporting moment is.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. MG off this week. Drew Mitchell in the co-host chair with us this evening. It's been the Rush Hour with DM. Here is the final audio clue you need for Rush Hour with MG. Smart ask. You need to tell us what year and what iconic Australian sporting moment we are giving you the clues to.
Australia come back. Here it is for Johnny. Has he done it? He sure has. Heartbreaker for the Wallabies. Seconds remaining. And that surely is the stairway to rugby heaven.
133353. If you know what year and what moment that was, I think, Drew, you've got a fair idea.
Yeah, I've got a bit of an idea about that one.
Okay. Well, you can tell our listener who gets through first if they're correct or not. Just quickly, we have the full list of the six names of the players who've been inducted into the NRL Hall of Fame. Big news, Drew, because in his absence, MG's been inducted.
MG in the Hall of Fame? How good?
Yeah, he didn't even make the shortlist and he's been inducted. No, it's, of course, Mark Graham is the MG we're referring to there. The full six names: Mark Graham, Petro Sivanisiva, Cliffy Lyons, Gordon Tallis, Beaver Menzies and Ricky Stewart. Those six men will join the inaugural 100, who were named as the 100 greatest players of all time in the NRL Hall of Fame. So congratulations to those six.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Congratulations to them.
You in the Hall of Fame?
I'd been one somewhere.
You in a Hall of Fame? Sure.
I don't know. We'll see.
No, your high school Hall of Fame, surely.
Mate, I don't know if we have one, but
the Drew Mitchell,
I might be the first one. The
Drew
inaugural
Mitchell Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we've got Glenn on the line from Parramatta. Glenn, thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut. What is that iconic sporting moment?
Evening, gents. That would be the 2003 World Cup.
Is he right, Drew?
Yeah, that's correct. England broke our hearts. Johnny Wilkinson.
Oh, no. And us as well. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Congratulations, Glenn. You've won $100 cash. Thanks to our mates at Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut ribs versus wings in the footy feed only at Pizza Hut. Drew, we're out of time.
Mate, went so quickly.
How have you found it?
Mate, this rush hour is not so bad.
We've got, in breaking news as well, Josh Reynolds, who's been out for the rest of the year, our producer Charlie's got on the phone to him.
Yeah?
Locked him in for Thursday.
Oh, mate, he's good, hey?
Are you nervous that he might pip you in the Black Book competition?
Yeah, no. Curtly strong, mate. Curtly strong.
All right, this was the Rush Hour with MG. He's not MG. He's been Drew Mitchell. I'm Liam Flanagan. Stay random, Sydney.